Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Our number three, Felger and Mass. Give you a quick Celtics minute. What's your temperature on that team, Mass?
Escalating, going up quickly. I'm finding them more and more intriguing and interesting as we go. And I'll tell you, the games over the weekend mattered to me. I know Denver doesn't have Jamal Murray and what's the other one? Michael Porter. So they don't have both of those guys. But still, Jokic has given the Celtics all kinds of trouble. He's given them difficulty when they've played him. And on top of it, the Atlanta game, that's their only loss in the last few weeks, and Atlanta gives them trouble. So I wanted to see them answer both of those games. And I would tell you, the Atlanta game in particular, they get down 15 points in that game. They look like they were teetering, and I thought it's just like them to play like they're playing, then get out there against Atlanta, get smacked in the face, get down 15, and lose. And they took the game over in the third quarter and completely really kind of blew it open. So I'm intrigued, and now there's another test tonight. Now you get Philadelphia, Joel Embiid. It gave them hell earlier in the year, and they really don't have anybody to match up with them. Not that anybody does. Let's see it. I want to see. I'm starting to believe they're playing better. And so I want to believe. I want to believe in them, and I still question whether or not when there's real adversity, whether they can withstand it. But this is the best I've seen them play, the young guys together, maybe ever since. And I'm talking about them with one another. Right now, I think they're playing better than they've ever played together before.
I have been a noted doubter and hater of this team for a while now, and I felt like this has been fool's gold. But it was that Atlanta win on Sunday before the Super Bowl that was kind of eye-opening to me, because Atlanta's had their number. It felt like it was going that way early. They couldn't hit a bucket to save their lives. So they're getting punched in the face, and they hit back. Like, these third quarters where they usually fall asleep, that's where they blew that game open, like Maz said. And so they showed a toughness that I didn't know that they had. So, you know, even though they don't have Harden tonight, the 76ers, this is still a measuring stick game for them tonight against Philly. And I'm not going to asterisk it, even if they happen to lose with Harden there, or win it, rather, without Harden. They seem legit. And again, the East, we talked about it last week when we were away. It's as wide open as it's been. So maybe they believe in themselves. Maybe they've heard the chirping and this is why they're playing so well. I don't know. But it is different. It looks different. And if they can play like this, considering the East, they should have as good a chance as anybody else to go on a deep run. They're better. We've talked about this too, Mike. Like, in terms of their star power, they're better than Chicago.
Yes.
They're better. I think they should be better than Miami. Like, the toughness thing is why you edge Miami over them. Given their talent, if they can play like this, sure, why the hell not? Why not?
I mean, you should absolutely take them seriously. I've taken them seriously for 2 years, and the reason we've ripped them so bad is because they've underachieved so bad. This is the point. This is what they should be doing with Brown and Tatum. Two All-Stars. Cleveland doesn't match that. Chicago, I mean, DeRozan, obviously. Is LaVine an all-star? Is Vucevic an all-star? I mean,
LaVine's good, but he's hurt.
I mean, you give me the top two players on Chicago versus the top two players in Boston, you're taking Boston's top two players. They should be better than Chicago. They should be better than Cleveland. They should be better than Philly. Now, let's see, you know, what kind of shape Harden's in, mentally and physically. Maybe that changes it. Because now, if Harden is his head screwed on straight, I might put Philly back ahead of you. But, you know, you're in the NBA, Maz, it's the top two, three players, and you everything else is sort of ancillary.
Yes.
So if we're doing it just based on that, it shows you how grotesquely underachieving you have been for 2+ years, which is why I think they've been such a story. Because I do believe in the talent of Jason Tatum. I think he's a top five talent in the league. There are not many guys with that size, that length, with that handle who can do everything. He can do anything you want on the basketball floor. There are not many guys like that. Giannis can't do all the things he can do. Jason Tatum is a top five talent in the league. And Jaylen Brown, again, I don't know. You have to go deeper dive with the NBA people, but top 15, top 20, I don't know, somewhere in there. So, I mean, it's Milwaukee, it's Philly, and oh, by the way, if I'm drafting the Bucks-Celtics series, Giannis, Tatum, Brown, Middleton. So, and there's something not right with the Bucks this year on top of that all. But either way, okay, Philadelphia maybe. Miami? I don't know. I mean, you're right, Murray. Their top-end talent is better. But there is something about the way Miami plays. And
they turn it into a street fight.
I mean, Butler Adebayo is close.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close.
I'll tell you what, though. If the Celtics play like they're playing now, okay, and I mean style, share the ball, dig in on defense, and fight, they're better than they were in the bubble.
They should be.
Right? Like, because
I think Brown and Tatum are better together.
Right. They're further along. This is what I mean.
Smart's pulled his head out of his ass.
Yes, absolutely. Yep, he's passing more. He had a game against Denver, I think it was. He shot quite a bit. But that has been out of character for him of late. Again, I think he took 11 shots in the last game against Atlanta. But overall, the shot totals have come down. I like the addition of White, too. I think White has added something. And I think he fit. In fact, depending on the matchup, final five guys in the game, I'd rather have him there than Horford.
Yes, of course I would. I don't know what he's added over Josh Richardson. I mean, you started playing better before the trade deadline.
More complete game, though. Richardson's a better scorer, but White's a better complete player.
I'll give you that. And I like his competitiveness. You see it. And the ball doesn't stick with him and all of that. But, I mean, I think it was 2-for-10 from behind the line this last game.
Yeah, brutal. Like, no, he shot better the game before that, but he's not a great shooter. But he's more complete. He passes the ball. He's a team player.
I mean,
which they need, Mike.
This thing started before the trade deadline.
Yes, absolutely, you know, it did.
It started long before the trade deadline. So, I don't know. I'm still not sold on him, overall. But either way, the team turnaround, I am. I'm sold on the team turnaround. I'm buying in.
Yeah, look, again, it's about the way they're playing. And don't get me wrong, the wins are great. They've had a couple of breaks in there in terms of teams they've caught with rosters and whatever else, including the Denver game and, you know, the Atlanta game. Collins didn't play. Okay, so they've caught some breaks. It's the way they're playing that's different. They're sharing the ball better and they're playing good defense.
God, it took a long time.
Forever.
I mean, seriously.
But this is, so to your point, this is why people get agitated.
This is why we've been on them.
Because they had this in them. This is what was frustrating about it. So they're all better than the way they were playing. And what did we say early in the year when we said, why you get so pissed off about the Celtics? Because they don't play together.
And they shouldn't be hovering around the play-in tournament. That's just embarrassing.
I just think that's why it was such a big story. I think I've been said this a lot. I've said this all year. The Celtics are a big story given the level of underachievement. The top two guys on their roster, you put up with anyone in the East almost. And they're flirting around the 10 seed? They're flirting at the bottom of the play-in tournament? There's something wrong there.
Yes, bad.
Like, to me, that was a story. But that's why, because the talent is so there. If the talent wasn't there, it's like,
who cares?
Not much of a story here. You're the 10 seed because that's what your roster is. Your roster was not that. And so finally, something happened there.
Yeah.
Something happened about 2 weeks before the trade deadline. Somewhere in there, something clicked. It just did. And they're riding it. And I'll say this about Derek White. He's not gotten in the way of it, that's for sure. Yeah, because they still have the same sort of feel to them that they had pre-deadline, post-deadline. And we'll see if he's really a big upgrade or not.
I mean, he really did jump right in without skipping a beat. 14 points in the first game, 5 assists, I think it was. Like, everything you would expect that he would give you, he jumped right in. And only because we were talking about it earlier in the year. I'm not sure any of this happens if Stevens is the coach.
Why?
Because I think there's a buy-in there. I think there's a buy-in. They're all playing together. That hasn't happened in a long, long time, if ever, with this group. And so whatever it is that Udoka tapped into, and maybe it started on the defensive end, because that's buy-in and effort. Defense is buy-in and effort. That's what that is. We're going to play for each other, and we're going to care, and we're going to try. Whatever button he pushed, he got through to him, and they will play for him. I don't think they were going to play this way for Stevens.
So, I'm in. You know, I'm in. And you should be in. I've always believed in the top-end talent on that roster. So I felt they should have been at this place a while ago. The landscape is going to change in the conference, though. Let's see what Harden looks like. I mean, that's a scary combo if, I know it's a big if, Harden comes in shape and committed.
The in shape, though, is a big question mark. Oh, like, he's not even playing this week, this hamstring thing. So
it's bull crap. I think he's fat, and I think Doc is saying, we're going to get you in shape first, would be my guess.
They better hope it's that, because I thought the hamstring was him just saying, oh, I quit. I want out of Brooklyn.
And then there's another thing with him. The
he's
league,
a time bomb, though.
And the league also changed the rules. You know, his whole bull crap, step back, get you up in the air, dive into you, get 3 free throws. Like, that's gone. You can't do that anymore. So I think that affected him, too, early in the year. So, look, it's just an unknown. But let's just talk ceiling. If Harden's at his ceiling and Embiid's at his ceiling, that's formative. I'd say the same thing about Brooklyn. I'd say more of that about Brooklyn. If Simmons is at his ceiling defensively and sharing the ball, and Durant comes back, and I know these are a lot of ifs, I know, and Kyrie, either they change the rules or he gets the effing jab, or I don't know.
Too many weirdos on that team.
They might not even need Kyrie.
And I think Seth Curry is a great add for them.
Right, which is why they might not need Kyrie, because Curry can shoot if he's open.
Just stay in, and he's going to be open.
Yep.
He's going to be open.
Between Simmons, Durant, and it might be enough.
So, like, that team scares me. That's the team. That's the best team in the conference. That's because Durant's the best player in the conference. And so that's the team. But either way, things are about to get interesting for the Celtics. Good. Finally. Took you long enough. There's your Celtics Minute. Back to your thoughts on everything right after this.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
And Maz.
I'm not even going to look it up because I'd rather just deliver that to you.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the Boston Celtics, who last lost to the Atlanta Hawks 16 days ago, come from 15 down to beat them at the Garden this afternoon, and they will go into Philadelphia on an 8-game win streak as they move into the top 6 in the East. The final score, Boston 105, Atlanta 95.
All right, back to your phones. Football, mixing some Celtics if you like. How about Ryan in Malden with something we have not hit on today yet? Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys? So I'd like to talk about Tom Brady and his retirement, which I do not think he is going to retire. I mean, he keeps talking to all these podcast people and talking, well, we'll see how he feels off season. Who knows? And what that tells me is he's not 100% on his retirement. And if he is going to play for a team, I do think it's going to be the Miami Dolphins because he already is down there. And also, he was already down there. And also, Brady loves to make it about himself. I mean, Brady loves to talk about Brady. It's got to be all about him.
Well, it's certainly become him for sure. But I think the more important thing with him is he does want to keep playing, and it's just seeping out. That's it. As much as he wants to stay in the headlines, I think what's more accurate is that he wants to keep playing.
I mean, to me, it further solidifies the idea that something went awry with the Bucs.
So when you talk about, we're talking about the AFC landscape and the Patriots' place in it, there's a couple shoes to drop. Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
If he's serious about Miami, ooh.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I mean,
just for the story alone.
Changes everything. 100%.
In your face, guaranteed twice a year, or at least for 1 year. Oh.
The quarterback carousel in that league is becoming a real thing.
By the way, Miami might be better than you right now. They beat you twice. So, I if you think you're better than Miami, even with Tua, you need to tell me why you think you're better than Miami. What was ever? Were they
9-8?
9-8. So the one game separated you two, and they beat you twice, including at the end when you kind of needed it, and they didn't.
What are the Colts going to do too? Because it looks like they're either going to trade or release Wentz. So if they get a good, I mean, that team's good. The weak link is the quarterback.
But either way, Miami is probably better. Their roster's probably better than you because you did have the edge at quarterback, and they still beat you twice. And their coach was pretty good. I think they might take a step back at coach.
I can't believe they fired him.
The freaking idiots. But either way, wait to see how that shakes out.
Yeah, look, Miami to me is, there's a lot of ability on that roster. They bring in a real quarterback. You're in trouble.
Will in Dorchester on the Celts. Hi, Will.
Felger, you kill me when you say that the Celtics have been, and their underachieving has been the biggest story in town for a while now. You've been saying that, yet you wouldn't know it based off of the lack of coverage that you guys do on them. So, at the trade deadline, you have 30 seconds on you guys, and it was a hungover take. But so that's one. Two, when assessing the trade, I think you have to look at their bench pre-trade. It was Richardson, Schroeder, Grant Williams, and then zero big man depth. Now with the addition of White.
Oh, my God. So Tice, now they have the big man depth. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right, well, look at it this way, Felger. Is White better than Richardson? Is Pritchard better than Schroeder? Grant Williams stays the same, and Tice is your third big man.
Yeah, I don't think Pritchard is better than Schroeder. If Pritchard was better than Schroeder, why wasn't he getting more minutes than Schroeder when he was here?
Pritchard's not better than Schroeder.
If Pritchard's better than Schroeder, why wasn't he playing over Dennis Schroeder? Why was he getting shut out a lot of nights?
That guy's in happy land. So, look, again, I'm not entirely sure that...
I'm not sure White is a better fit than Richardson.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I'm not wowed by him so far because Richardson, I think, was a better shooter with more length and a better contract, for one, if you care about the money. So the White thing so far, I'm like, all right, fine. But Richardson was a good fit for this team.
He's a good scorer. Richardson's a good scorer, particularly off the bench.
They had turned it around and were playing well with Richardson.
Right.
It's not like Derek White got here and all of a sudden they flipped the pay. No, it's... It hasn't lost any momentum, really. But the thing started well before he got here with Josh Richardson and Dennis Schroeder and the whatever you're talking about there.
I wish they had Richardson and White.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we'd be talking.
And if they go into the buyout market, which I know you're all horned up for as a Celtic fan, they're going to get a shooter. They're going to get someone like Josh Richardson.
The buyout market. It really is like walking the street corners in New Orleans.
Celtics fans love building 19.
Which cheap hooker can I get?
Here's Joel in New Hampshire. Hi, Joel.
Hey, how are you guys? I got a question for you. I was listening to the list of what the Patriots need, and I'm saying after 2 years, they are not addressing. Don't they need a backup quarterback? I mean, Mac Jones played 18 games without injury, knock on wood. Will that happen in the NFL next year? Or should they go top drawer, go for Deshaun?
As a backup? Let's bring in Deshaun Watson as a backup.
It's a hell of a backup.
No, they'd be happy to pay $35 million a year for a guy to not play.
I wonder if you could get Russell Wilson to do that job.
Stidham's your backup.
I'd take Garoppolo as a backup if he doesn't find work.
He's going to get a starting job somewhere.
That report yesterday, Murray kept reading about
Washington Commanders want to trade the 11th pick for him. Or someone said that would be like a feasible option for them.
No, they could... They could justify.
Justify, that's what the term
They could is. Justify giving up the 11th pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, there's clearly one smart team out there. I mean, the Commanders know what it takes to get to the Super Bowl.
That, I like Garoppolo just fine. That feels a little rich and would, actually. I don't know how you would feel as a Patriot fan that you ended up with the 38th pick or whatever it was.
It was in the 40s, I think.
You know, when he probably had a little more value than he has right now. I don't know. He actually fetched the 11th pick. Something tells me that ain't going to come to fruition either way. John in Rhode Island, what do you got, John?
Hey, guys. Yesterday, you were talking about Matthew Stafford and Eli Manning. Like, I'm with Maz. Eli Manning's a way better quarterback than Matthew Stafford is. Matthew Stafford had the best wide receiver in the game in Megatron. Eli never had that. And second of all, Matthew Stafford, who he compares to, is before he won the Super Bowl. If he didn't win the Super Bowl, he's Tony Romo. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, you know, the Tony Romo thing's not bad. A talented, prolific passer who didn't win at a high level. I think that's fair. Yeah.
But not true, though. There was some help there at wide receiver, Eli Manning. Victor Cruz was awesome in his time. He had Odell Beckham Jr. when he first came into the league. He had help at wide receiver.
But I think if you think, and we don't need to do a day two on Matthew Stafford, but if you think that Matthew Stafford was surrounded by more than Eli Manning, I think you're just so wrong. Eli Manning had a legit Hall of Fame high-end coach that he came into the league under. Coughlin was there when he was drafted, wasn't he?
Huge factor.
Huge. Eli Manning had a great coach and a great defense. I'll take that for a young quarterback any day of the week over Megatron, like that guy. Like, Eli came into a legit program with a legit coach and a defense that he could win games scoring 17 points like he did against you. Matthew Stafford never had that.
Stafford's a better passer, more talented than Eli. I just think Eli's got freaking bowling balls.
Yeah, he might be a better winner than...
Tougher, competitor, leader, all of that.
Matthew Stafford, maybe. I thought Stafford was pretty tough. But again, not to do day two of this. Max,
no, Stafford's not worth it.
Max in Gloucester. Go ahead, Max.
Yeah, you guys can't stop talking about the Stafford.
I can.
Great.
Go ahead.
That's true. Hey, I'm surprised you guys don't think there's a bigger gap between the Patriots and the Bengals than there is. Like, going into the game, you were talking about that last week, and I was on board, but I feel like the Bengals showed a lot. I feel like if they get even average line play next year, they're a lot better than the Pats, especially on defense. They had a lot of guys making plays. I thought they looked really good during the game the other day.
So, I underrated the Bengals' defense.
Their front seven's pretty good.
I'll give you that. The Hendrickson pickup and Wilson, the coverage linebacker, like, you know, and they get away with Eli Apple at corner. Like, they play good defense all the way through. So the defense is better than I gave it credit for. But I'm sorry. Cincinnati's better than you. I'll give them the nod, but I don't look at them and go, whoa.
No, Cincinnati's defense is coached better. I think personnel, man-to-man, the Patriots have a better defense than Cincinnati does.
Maybe.
In the secondary, they definitely do. If they bring J.C. Jackson back, their secondary blows.
I agree. The safety's not bad. Bates is pretty decent. I mean,
he had a bad year.
Apparently, he had a down year, but he's a good player.
Look, what was the cumulative score your last two games against the Bills?
Oh, gosh, they gave up 80 points, Mike.
80-20 with no punts for it. Like, I feel there's a big gap there. I don't feel that gap with Cincinnati. I don't.
No, and you shouldn't feel it with Cincinnati. They could use a corner, though, too. Don't let the caller deceive you. They need, you know, the old line's obvious, but they need a corner, too. If they're going to beat elite teams, they need a legit corner.
Okay, we had breaking news on the Patriots today. Here it is with Big Jim Murray in the update.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Council.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
Back in your face, suck it!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, one of the things we're hitting on today, it's related to the Grohl news. Grohl, not Dave Grohl, the drummer, Felger. Grohl.
That'd be cool if it was Dave Grohl.
That would be. I'd prefer him, I think. Yeah. Over Patricia, anyway. No, Matt Groh, Al Groh's kid, is now your new director of player personnel. Kind of scary there in that the Dave Ziegler, and all these guys are sort of anonymous. Like, they, none of them really hit the level of Scott Pioli or Caserio, who was here for a long time, who was also anonymous in his own way, but he was here so long. You know, he was a guy that you attached. You know, whenever you wanted to talk about someone other than Bill with the personnel, it was Caserio or it was Pioli. Ziegler was the guy the last couple of years. And at least last year had more power, presumably. He was going to take a job in Denver. They pulled him off the plane, proverbially, gave him more power, maybe more money. And wouldn't you know it, they had their best draft in years. Now he's gone and they're kind of reshuffling there. And that's kind of scary.
Yeah, this one bothers me. The whole thing with Ziegler bothers me because at the time last year when his name was popping up, the one thing you kept hearing, and this really has been for a couple of years, but was that he is one of the bright young stars in the game. They really think highly of him. He's a good evaluator, highly respected, all this. Like, the hype machine on him was huge.
Yeah.
Now he's gone.
Yeah.
1 year, basically, and he's gone.
Yeah.
And takes McDaniels with him, or they, you know, they team up and see you later, not to mention they took everyone else with them, it feels like they just completely wiped out the operation. So, like, and now the guy who gets elevated. So, remember, Groh was here.
Yep.
And they passed him over.
Yep.
So now they're giving it to him?
Yep.
Not good.
Feels like default.
It really does.
And he's been here a long time, which I guess is good in a way, but might not be good in a way. Maybe Bill just looks at it and says, well,
time to reward him.
It's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay, so I owe this to you versus you're the best guy. And the last name hurts from our point of view, because it's all just kids and kids of friends and kids of buddies, and it's Bill's longtime coaching friend, Al Groh's son. So it's like, even though he's been here forever, over a decade, it's like, it's still, it has that optic of another kid's, another friend's kid. And so that's kind of scary. And then there's the whole coaching staff thing. They've lost 5 of 9 guys on offense, including Mac Jones's mentor, closest confidant, and the play caller for the team on Sunday in Josh McDaniels. Never mind the quarterback coach, the offensive line coach, the receivers coach, and maybe the running backs coach in Ivan Fears. And then we get to read Mike Reese on Sunday on ESPN.com exploring the possibility of Matt Patricia on the Patriots offensive coaching staff. Oh, he says the first domino in Bill Belichick's plans to shape his offensive coaching staff after coordinator Josh McDaniels' departure fell last week with the hiring of Joe Judge. So now this clown's back. He says, could a second domino include senior football advisor Matt Patricia? And he just goes on to explain the pieces there with Matt Patricia. So the whole thing has a whiff of, what are they doing? What's your plan? Do you have any guys ready to go into these spots? And are you working to fill them? And because you've been off, Bill and his staff has been off. They're not even back in the office yet. Again, Reese just sort of slipped this in here in his column, but he said Belichick isn't one to be rushed into decisions or assigned job titles before he has to, but his coaches are scheduled to return to the office after a few weeks off. Creating some more clarity on Patricia's 2022 role makes sense given the turnover. So they've been out the whole time here, didn't go to the Senior Bowl. Now, I'm sure now some guys went to the Senior Bowl, but they've been off. And now, meanwhile, bodies are sort of flying across the league. The musical chairs are being filled.
and Bill's playing male cheerleader with Linda at Mar-a-Lago. It's a cute picture, not, you know, besmirching it, but it's not like he's out there at the Senior Bowl networking and trying to fill out his staff. I don't know, has he even really attempted it?
Doesn't feel like it.
Because Joe Judge hardly counts. It's just a, all he's done is bring back his old guy because he's free.
Guys he knows, guys that are getting paid, friends of friends, and Bobos.
So what's the plan and where are we? I mean, the offensive, again, big holes to fill there on offense. The guy sitting on Mac Jones's hip every time he came off the field, and the offensive play caller in Josh McDaniels. Is that going to be two guys doing that next year, or one guy, or what? So Tom Curran wrote this on NBC Sports Boston, all of a long lead-up to something he wrote overnight, which I think is very good. He says, if you're still living with blind faith that Bill Belichick, in Bill we trust, that thing, if you're still living with the blind faith that Belichick's master plan for success this decade was to say so long to Tom Brady, Nick Caserio, Josh McDaniels, Dave Ziegler, Monty Austin-Fort, another front office guy, Ernie Adams, Dante Scarnecchia, and Brian Flores, then blow almost the entirety of every draft from 2017 through 19, and then welcome Matt Patricia and Joe Judge back to the staff. After each man flamed out, you might need a gentle nudge back to reality. You know, again, this whole thing that Bill's playing chess and else is playing checkers, he's always one step ahead in Bill we trust. If you're still living with that, maybe you need a little splash of cold water and assess what's gone on here the last couple of years.
It's been an exodus. And again, I say exodus, okay? Like, you know, they all got up and left together. The loss of people is enormous.
And there's been, like, sideways moves, lateral moves. They've lost their offensive line coach to a lateral move to Oakland. They've lost their quarterback coach on a lateral move. Never mind some guys here in the past.
When I read that paragraph this morning and I went through all those names, I went, holy crap. Like, when you put it in those terms, you do lose sight of how many sort of things have gone sideways in the last couple of years.
Never mind, who's the guy that Bedard mentioned?
Chaplinski.
Yes.
Jerry Chaplinski.
Is that the guy?
Chaplinski.
Yeah, that guy. Anyway. Curran writes, has the greatest coach in pro football history and arguably American team sports earned some benefit of the doubt? Yes, of course he has, says Curran. But it's not sacrilege to point out that the Patriots have been bobbing aimlessly on the waves of mediocrity for 2.5 seasons now, and the team's been simultaneously losing coaching and personnel staff. Since Halloween of 2019, the Patriots have gone 21-22. Their post-December 1 record in the last three seasons is 7-11. There's no need to relitigate the Brady departure, he says. No need to ponder whether Mac Jones was good planning or just good luck. And no need to lament the failed draft picks of Cyrus Jones, N'Keal Harry, Juwan Williams, Isaiah Wynn, Chase Winovich, and point out who the Patriots could have had. But with the 2021 season officially over as of Sunday, the question now is, how impressive is the contingent of Patriots employees charged with bringing them back to prominence? Good point.
Yes, it is.
And also, what's the plan? Do they even have one? Or is Bill just relying on buddies, kids of buddies, cheap contracts being paid off by other teams, and not really showing any urgency to it? I'll figure it out. I'll find someone to put in there, and I'll get it done anyway.
It feels like that last thing.
And he hasn't been getting it done now for several years.
No, and I have a developing take on Bill.
Okay, developing take on Bill in our long commercial-free segment next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Mass.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The point that I'm trying to make in all this is, why is it an emergency? You know, 2003 and 2004, I think that's when last Matt Patricia was coaching offense. And really, since the AFC Championship game in 2017, Matt Patricia has barely done a thing right. They lost the Super Bowl in which they allowed 41 points. They almost got beat by Blake Gabbert, whatever the hell his name is. I lost his name. Bortles. Then he goes and drives the Detroit franchise onto the rocks. He comes back here. I'm not sure exactly what he said. Why would he be rewarded with being in charge of anything having to do with future success? I don't get it. To me, one thing, Phil, that unnerves me is the boomeranging of Patriots failed head coaches who come back here, and then the Patriots hire them in these ambiguous roles so that they don't really have to pay them, so that they can continue to collect from the places that fired them. So the offset is minimal because they're not offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator. It just seems very unimaginative.
Or cheap. Could have used that word. I think Curran held off of that word. It's a third rail kind of word, but it has that whiff.
I call it a scam. It is. It's a scam is what it is. And any other thing, it's a workaround. It was Brett Bielema, right?
Yes.
At Arkansas?
Yes.
So Brett Bielema, again, was collecting money from Arkansas. The Patriots had him in a phony job title, and then Arkansas ended up...
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, they actually gave him a real title, paid him peanuts, and Arkansas was able to say, look, you have him as a defensive line coach. Defensive line coaches make X. You're paying him Y. And maybe the Pats learned their lesson there, say no titles. Advisor, consultant, whatever. Right. Don't give him a title.
Correct.
And that's what Curran alluded to there. If you don't give him an offensive or defensive coordinator title,
then you can pay him whatever you want.
The offset is not because who's ever paying that guy's salary is able to say, well, the average offensive coordinator makes $500,000, so we owe him $500,000 less. If you don't give him a title, the Pats say he didn't really do anything. He comes in here and collates the mail. He didn't do anything.
I mean, look, it's
so
smart.
So we're paying him $15.
From a financial standpoint, it's smart. I get it. I get the math. But it is weaselly.
Well, okay, so it's like, you know.
This is the part that really didn't bug me that much. Where's the new line of thinking? Where's the innovation? Where's some new thoughts from new coaches? It's all the same guys and the people you know.
So this ultimately what bothers me. It's a bad look. It feels scammy and cheap that you do it that way. But, you know, heck, if I could get someone for free versus paying them, I'd get them for free, too. Like, I'm not going to go way too far with that. It'd be one thing if you're getting good people back. You're getting clowns back. And is it wrong of me to say that, you know, maybe some of these guys are just coordinators and not head coaches? In other words...
Yeah, right. Some people are. Lieutenants.
But I look at Joe Judge and the way he carried himself as a head coach. And I look at Matt Patricia and the way he carried himself as a head coach. And I want to say, whether it's a head coach or an assistant, these guys suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, if you
can't... The attitude doesn't change just because they got a bigger job title. That's who they are.
If you're so out to lunch that you would carry yourself like that as a head coach, what makes me think you're suddenly qualified and with it as an assistant? Like, I don't know. It'd be one thing to go somewhere and just come up short. You didn't quite get it done. You came up short. Versus what they've done. I mean, they've napalmed the places they were at. Like I've said this before. Matt Patricia can't go back to Detroit. He could not walk down the street in Detroit. He'd be egged. The rotten lettuce would be thrown at him. Joe Judge can't go anywhere near the New York metropolitan area right now. He can't. He's toxic. And you could say the same thing about Belichick in Cleveland, except... He did make it 5 years, four and a half, 5 years. He did make the playoffs, and there were, I will give him some break on the end there when they moved the team in the middle of the year. But he did make the playoffs, you know, with that team. Joe Judge and Matt Patricia napalmed the places they were at, set them back years.
Completely. In fact, Curran used the words flamed out It was crashed and burned.
You could say the same thing about Gase if they bring him in too.
So it's like, I mean, it'd be one thing to bring these guys back with good contracts, you know, team-friendly contracts, if you will, and there's something there. There's nothing there. And meanwhile, the guy who's supposed to sit next to Mac Jones and or call the plays, nowhere to be found yet. So that does not feel good if I'm a Patriots fan right now.
And if Matt Patricia ends up on offense, the good news is that the play sheet is also laminated. So you can't write on that one with your pencil either.
6-1, and you can't stain it with barbecue sauce. That's where I thought you were going with that.
That's what
it just wipes right off.
It is. It's wiped
clean. It rinses right, you know, clean.
Exactly. You just need a sponge.
Steven Natick, what do you got on the Patriots?
Hey, Falger. And Mr. Dirty Azzarotti, how are you?
Steve, what do you got? I don't like the direction here.
You talk. I got a hot take about everything that you're talking about.
Okay, that was
me. I'm good.
Thanks, Jimmy.
You're wasting my time now.
You gave him 10 seconds longer than I would have.
Chris and Hartford on the Celts, our conversation from before. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, just, you know, about the conversation yesterday. Felger, you're right. This guy is one Super Bowl, okay? Guy played 15 years, all right? The guy's pretty good, okay? Number two, with the Celts, I think the Sixers are going to be better than the Nets with Harden because Embiid never had a real star next to him. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the Nets, if everyone has their head screwed on straight, are vastly superior. It just fits better. Kyrie and Durant, the leading offensive figures, they can play off each other, play together, you know, all that. Simmons is there to bring the ball up the floor, play defense, run the floor. Seth Curry stands on the three-point line. Like, that fits. That's perfect.
Oh, no, they got a lot of weapons with Curry there, too.
And Durant's the best player in the conference.
In the league.
I think he's the best player in the league.
He is.
So that, to me, Brooklyn's the team. It's just, what a hot freaking mess between Ben Simmons, you know.
It's one head case after another on that team.
I mean, Kyrie is still maybe the biggest problem over there.
There's still, and please don't take that. Accept this within the spirit with which I'm saying it. I'm not downplaying mental health and all this. I'm not. But you do have to question Ben Simmons and his, you know, was that part of his strategy to get the hell out of there?
Feels that way.
Did he have legit mental health issues or did he have a Sixers mental health issue?
I think it was B.
It was a Sixers thing, you know? I think. I don't know. I do, hopefully for him, and that doesn't, you know, not great if he's faking anything there. I'm not endorsing that whatsoever. I don't hope the guy's suffering, but all I'm saying, I'm trying to tiptoe around, you know, maybe he was just trying to get the hell out of Philadelphia and he'll be better now. And if he is better now and just does his thing, he fits with Kyrie and Durant. That's a fit. They did well in that trade.
Great in that trade.
To peddle that fat freaking load. That, you know, head case who's not a head case, who's just, you know, a bad pro for that. To get Curry on top of it all, like, how did they get that?
I know. It's an unbelievable deal for them. It was an unbelievable deal for them. And so, look, I am so down on James Harden. I have been for a long time. That fat dump, what he did in Houston, now he's doing it again. I mean, how many times do you have to keep asking out before you're the problem?
Seriously. But he can play. And if he's got his head screwed on straight and he can play with Embiid, that's formidable.
You know what? I'm glad that the thing broke up in Brooklyn. Good. F you, losers. You all bunch of egos. They put that whole thing together. Harden, Kyrie, Durant. They orchestrated the whole thing. And again, the final piece was Fatso from Houston. They brought him in, and the whole thing exploded. F off. You lose. Kyrie wouldn't get vaccinated. Harden was pissed off. Didn't lose his weight. Durant's throwing his hands up in the air. You got what you deserve.
I was rooting for it.
Yeah, I kind of was too.
Yeah, it's a team that wants to win.
Yeah.
It's a team that wants to win, so they're doing everything they can to get all the best players they possibly can. And it's not this thing about the value of draft picks and the salary cap or the apron or whatever. It's like, no. We got the best player in the league. We're going to try and surround him with the best players we can find, and we're going to try and win.
Oh, no. I don't blame the Nets. I blame the players.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Okay. I blame the players. I don't lose a tear for any one of those players.
No.
The only guy fair. A little bit, maybe Durant. Okay, because I think Durant has been a pro there.
He's a baby, too.
He's a baby.
He is, but at least he shows up and plays when he can, for the most part.
All right, an hour to go. These Patriots thoughts, these Celtics thoughts, with you and your wonderful phone calls. We'll also give you, at the end of the hour, a Felger Hollywood Minute. It's true. We had a long flight the other day. So we got the gossip mags.
It's all earmarked and everything.
Oh, yeah. I got it all mapped out. So, you know, the one that got me going was $650 million divorce ultimatum, Giselle to Tom. So there's a OK USA story on more marital strife between Brady and Giselle, or maybe no longer any marital strife because of, I'll read you the story, but that sucks me in. You know, I like to flip through these things on flights. So I got stuff for you. Do you know Adele and Rich Paul?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's been going on a little while.
Oh, yeah, that's been going on.
LeBron's
yeah.
agent.
Yep.
Who knew? I didn't know until I started reading the mags. Anyway, we'll do that at the end of next hour. Your call's coming up after the update. There's a few open lines at 617-779-0985. No commercials here.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench.
And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random 2x found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.